Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Who Owns the Holy Land? Many theologians say that God has replaced Israel with the church, and that somehow all the physical land promises to Israel are now spiritually fulfilled in the church. That is a most serious error. Jeremiah 7:7 says, Then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. God gave the land as a gift to the forefathers, and he gave it to them forever. The phrase forever and ever is the strongest way possible in the Hebrew to say forever. It is used to describe God's eternal nature and character. 1 Chronicles 16:36, Psalm 90 verse 2, and 103 verse 17. In fact, other than describing God's eternal character, the only place it is used is here in Jeremiah in reference to God giving the land to the Jews forever. Psalm 90 verse 2, Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Jeremiah 25:5, They said, Repent now every one of his evil way and his evil doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given to you and your fathers forever and ever. Because Israel has been under discipline for such a long time, they might think, God no longer cares about the people of Israel or what happens to the land. That is a major error. Joel makes it very clear that one of the reasons God is going to bring judgment on the entire world is because of what they have done to the Jews and the land of Israel. We read in Joel 3:2, I will also gather all nations, bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people. My heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, they have also divided up my land. God has not forgotten. And in the last days, he is going to bring judgment on the entire world for how they have abused both the people and the land of Israel. What is this anomaly of the Jewish people and its land? This eternal bond that almost 2,000 years of exile have failed to sever. This is the work of God in keeping with his covenant promises. Israel in the land in blessing is a testimony to the one true God. Israel in exile is a testimony to the one true God. And Israel in the process of her second return to the land in blindness is also a testimony to the truth of God's word. All of this is in perfect accord with the prophetic scriptures. A Jewish rabbi who lived in the 11th century asked why the first sentence of the Bible begins with the creation of the universe. Why not begin with the creation of the Jewish nation, followed by their conquest of the land of promise? After all, relatively little space is given to the creation account in comparison to the history of Israel. So why start with creation? Rabbi Rashi then answered his own question by saying that in the future the nations of the world would be prone to say to the Jews, quote, You are thieves. You have stolen the land from the Canaanite nations. So he said, God began the Bible with the creation account to in effect tell the world, quote, I am the creator of the universe. Everything is mine. I choose to give the land of Israel to the Jewish people. Indeed, Creator God has given the land to Israel forever. This is his divine prerogative. And when the second phase of the second return is completed, the Jews will be in their land to stay forever. It's just a matter of God's timing, and God will complete what he has started. He will yet fulfill all the land promises made to the patriarchs. The wandering Jew will become converted and settled. The settled Jew, the wandering Jew, will become the settled Jew, forever dwelling in the land of promise. Thus saith the Lord. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.